Welcome back to Shadows of Mystery. Today we explore one of the most perplexing unsolved murders of the 20th century, an event that shook Sweden's political foundation and left questions lingering decades later. The assassination of Olof Palme on February 28, 1986, stands as a turning point in Swedish history. Palme was not just Sweden's prime minister. He was a global figure, known for his progressive policies, outspoken criticism of authoritarian regimes, and unwavering stance on issues like disarmament and social justice. His assassination was not just a crime against one man, but an attack on the principles he stood for. We will break down the events of that fateful evening, the labyrinth of investigations that followed, and the possible motives and theories that remain topics of debate. Olof Palme's legacy is a testament to the power of conviction and courage in a world often fraught with division. He dared to speak truth to power, condemning apartheid in South Africa, opposing the Vietnam War, and championing equality during a time when such stances were far from universally accepted. His vision transcended borders, resonating with those who believed in a fairer, more just society. Palme's leadership was not without controversy, but it was defined by his relentless pursuit of human dignity and his refusal to compromise on his values. Even in the aftermath of his tragic assassination, Palme's ideals continue to inspire movements for change and justice worldwide. His story serves as a reminder that one voice, no matter how contentious or polarizing, can ignite a global conversation and challenge the status quo. Today, when the world faces growing inequalities and polarization, his unwavering commitment to social justice and progressive reform feels more relevant than ever, urging each of us to stand firm for what we believe in. The night of the assassination. It was a cold winter night in Stockholm on February 28, 1986. Olof Palme and his wife Lisbeth decided to enjoy a quiet evening. Despite being the prime minister, Palme was known for his down-to-earth nature and his insistence on living without the constant vigilance of bodyguards. After watching a movie at the Grand Cinema, the couple decided to walk home. Around 11 p.m., as they strolled along Sveavägen, one of Stockholm's busiest streets, a lone gunman approached them from behind. Without warning, a single shot was fired, striking Palme in the back and killing him almost instantly. A second shot grazed Lisbeth. The assailant quickly fled the scene, disappearing into the dark streets of Stockholm. Within minutes, chaos unfolded as bystanders and emergency services rushed to the scene. Sweden woke up to headlines announcing the unthinkable loss of its sitting prime minister. The assassination of Olof Palme sent shockwaves through Sweden and the international community, shattering the nation's sense of security and unity. Known for his progressive politics and outspoken leadership, Palme was a staunch advocate for equality, peace, and international solidarity. His death left an immense void, not only within Swedish politics, but also in the global arena where his voice had championed the fight against apartheid, the reduction of nuclear arms, and justice for oppressed nations. The tragedy deeply affected Sweden's collective psyche, as many struggled to reconcile their grief with the realization that such an act could occur in a country often praised for its stability and safety. The investigation into Palme's murder became one of the most extensive and prolonged inquiries in Sweden's history, spanning decades and involving thousands of leads and interviews. Although various theories emerged over time, the case remained unsolved for many years, leaving the nation in a state of lingering unease. For many Swedes, the mystery surrounding Palme's death became a painful symbol of unanswered questions and lost innocence. The assassination marked a turning point in Swedish society, reminding the world that no place is immune to acts of violence, and that the pursuit of justice, while difficult, is vital to honoring the memory of those who seek to create a better world. Initial investigation and false leads. The investigation that followed the assassination was riddled with complexities and missteps. Early theories pointed in multiple directions. Some investigators suspected right-wing extremists who disagreed with Palme's progressive policies, while others focused on the PKK, a Kurdish militant group that Sweden had recently classified as a terrorist organization. The attention of the investigation soon turned to Christer Pettersson, a small-time criminal with a history of violence. During what seemed like a breakthrough moment in 1989, Pettersson was convicted of Palme's murder. The conviction, however, was overturned on appeal due to lack of evidence and procedural errors. Pedersen's release intensified public frustration, and the case returned to square one. Years turned into decades, and the mystery of Palm's murder continued to cast a shadow over Sweden. Countless theories emerged, ranging from political conspiracies to organized crime involvement, but none provided the closure that so many desperately sought. The lack of solid evidence and the complexity of the case led to a sense of resignation among the public, with many fearing that the truth might never be uncovered. Despite this, Palm's legacy as a champion for social justice and equality remained firmly ingrained in Swedish society. Then, in June 2020, an announcement reignited attention to the case. Swedish authorities named Stig Engström, famously known as the Skandia Man, as the prime suspect in Palm's murder. Engström had been a known figure from the beginning, present at the crime scene and initially considered a witness. However, inconsistencies in his story and evidence pointing to his possible involvement cast doubt on his role. By the time he was publicly identified, Engström had passed away in 2000, making it impossible to prosecute him. Although this revelation offered some a degree of resolution, the case's official closure left lingering questions, ensuring that the events of that night in 1986 would remain a topic of fascination and debate for years to come. Stig Engström, the Skandia Man. Years passed, and leads continued to dry up. Then, in the 2000s, a new person of interest emerged. Stig Engström, widely known as the Skandia Man. Engström was an employee of Skandia, an insurance company located near the crime scene, and was present the night of the assassination. What made him particularly intriguing were the inconsistencies in his statements to the police and his apparent attempts to insert himself into the investigation. Engström claimed he was one of the first witnesses to arrive at the scene and had tried to help, yet his precise movements that night remain unclear. Over time, his behavior, coupled with his anti-Palm sentiments, led investigators to consider the possibility that he might have been involved in the crime. Despite the mounting suspicions, evidence against Engström was largely circumstantial. There were no direct witnesses who could place him definitively as the shooter, nor was there any physical evidence linking him to the crime. The weapon used in the assassination was never recovered, leaving a significant gap in the investigation. However, his conflicting accounts of the night, coupled with his knowledge of the area and the timeline, kept him under scrutiny. The police struggled to piece together a cohesive narrative, and as the years passed, the case remained shrouded in uncertainty. What made Engström's story even more compelling was how he managed to live in plain sight while speculation about his involvement grew. He continued his life relatively undisturbed, a sharp contrast to the chaos and division caused by Palm's murder. Whether he was truly guilty or simply a man in the wrong place at the wrong time, Engström's role in the investigation reflects the complexities and frustrations that defined one of Sweden's most infamous unsolved cases. To this day, his name remains a controversial and prominent part of the long search for answers. Official conclusion in 2020. After decades of speculation, the Swedish prosecutor's office announced in 2020 that Engström was the most likely suspect in Palm's murder. The conclusion was not a conviction, as Engström had died in 2000, leaving the case to be closed without trial. This announcement brought a degree of closure to some while leaving others unsatisfied. Could a man with no prior record truly carry out such a calculated assassination? And if so, why? The assassination of Olof Palme remains a stark reminder of the fragility of justice and the complexity of uncovering truth. The closing of the case, while significant, sparked deep reflection among both Swedish citizens and the global community. It highlighted not only the intricate web of unanswered questions, but also the enduring impact of one of Sweden's most pivotal moments. The pain of uncertainty has loomed for decades, and while the announcement in 2020 offered an official conclusion, it left many pondering larger questions about justice, accountability, and the human need for closure. This unresolved tragedy serves as both a cautionary tale and a source of inspiration. It underscores the importance of determination in the pursuit of answers, and the resilience of those who seek truth against all odds. Though the case has officially closed, its legacy carries forward, urging leaders, investigators, and citizens alike to challenge norms, demand transparency, and learn from history's shadows. It is through this collective effort that societies may hope to transform moments of heartbreak into opportunities for growth and unity. Prominent theories. Several alternative theories continue to fuel public curiosity and discussion. The South Africa Connection proposes that Palm's strong stance against apartheid may have made him a target of South African intelligence agencies. Another theory involves the PKK, suggesting that Palm's criticism of their activities could have prompted retaliation. Some believe elements within Sweden itself were involved, theorizing that factions of the military or right-wing extremists may have orchestrated the assassination due to their opposition to Palm's policies. Finally, the lone wolf theory, which implicates Engström acting independently, stands as the official conclusion, yet skepticism persists. The assassination of Olof Palme remains a powerful reminder of the enduring complexities surrounding justice and truth. It highlights how the interplay of ideology, power, and secrecy can obscure clear answers, leaving societies grappling with unresolved wounds. Palme's legacy as a vocal advocate for peace and equality makes the mystery of his death even more poignant, underscoring the challenges faced by those who dare to challenge established norms and champion global unity. His vision for a more just and humane world continues to inspire, even as debates about his assassination persist. Despite the unanswered questions, the search for truth serves as a testament to humanity's resilience and commitment to accountability. Investigations into the case have spanned decades, driven by a determination not to let injustice prevail. The story of Palm's life and untimely death invites us all to reflect on courage, empathy, and the impact that visionary leadership can have on the world. It is a call to persevere in the face of adversity and to honor the values of integrity and compassion that leaders like Palm embodied. Lingering questions and conspiracy theories. Despite the official closure of the case, unanswered questions remain. Why did Engström, if guilty, seemingly make himself so visible during and after the investigation? Were there deeper political or international motives at play? Was evidence overlooked, or were there systematic failures in the investigation? These questions leave room for conspiracy theories that continue to captivate the public imagination. The legacy of unresolved tragedy. The assassination of Olof Palme is more than just a historical event. It is a poignant reminder of the far-reaching consequences of political violence. For Sweden, it shattered a sense of security and forced a reckoning with the vulnerability of its democratic ideals. Globally, it served as a cautionary tale about the fragility of peace and the importance of vigilance in safeguarding public figures who champion reform. Even decades later, Palm's vision of a better, more equitable world continues to inspire, while his death underscores the heavy price that can come with pushing for progressive change. A call for transparency and truth. The unanswered questions surrounding Palm's assassination remind us of the necessity for transparency and accountability in justice systems. While an official conclusion has been drawn, the lingering doubts speak to a broader societal need for clarity and resolution in high-profile cases such as this. For those inspired by Palm's legacy, these unresolved mysteries fuel a deeper commitment to perseverance in the face of adversity, encouraging people to advocate for truth, justice, and reconciliation, even when the road ahead seems uncertain. Olof Palme's assassination robbed Sweden of a leader who dared to challenge the status quo, and the loss resonates far beyond Sweden's borders. The case highlights not only the complexities of justice, but also the enduring human need for answers. Olof Palme's life and legacy remind us that true leadership demands courage, vision, and an unwavering commitment to humanity. His work championing social justice, equality, and global peace continues to inspire individuals and movements around the world. Palme's belief in a society where power is shared and the most vulnerable are protected invites us to rethink how we approach leadership in our own lives. It challenges us to act selflessly, speak truth to power, and stand firm in our values, even when the stakes are high. Even in the face of his tragic death, Palm's enduring impact serves as a testament to resilience and the power of collective hope. His story calls on each of us to be agents of change, Whether by advocating for fairness in our communities, standing up against oppression, or simply refusing to be indifferent to the struggles of others. Olaf Palme's legacy is not just a reminder of what was lost, but also a beacon showing us what we can achieve when we strive for a shared vision of justice and unity. What do you believe happened that night? Was Stig Engström a cold-blooded assassin? Or was he a convenient scapegoat for a case plagued by doubt? For now, the shadows surrounding this mystery remain. Thank you for listening to this episode of Shadows of Mystery. If you enjoyed today's exploration, please share your thoughts and theories with us. Until next time, stay curious and keep seeking the truth.